The story is exciting from start right to the end. So everyone has joined the fun. Come on and let's pretend.
Yes, from New York City, it's radio's outstanding children's theater, Let's Pretend, created by Nyla Mack. Started on today's story, the husband who was to mind the house, here's Uncle Bill Adams.
Hello, pretenders!
Say, I just want to ask you, has it ever happened at your house when Mother was sick or away for the day or so, that Father took over as a housekeeper?
Yeah!
Well, I'm sure he tried hard, but frankly, would you say he had things running as smoothly as Mother generally does?
No!
No, I imagine not. Keeping house isn't always as easy as it looks. That's what the hero of today's story discovers, too. And now, Sybil, suppose you tell us how we travel to meet him.
Well, I'd like to go by submarine.
A submarine? Well, we haven't done that in a long time. Gwen, will you take charge of the magic?
Sure thing, Uncle Bill. Magical sound men, we'd like a nice, fast submarine, please. One, two, three. Ah, there we are. In through the turret now, everybody. Get below, because we're going to close the hatch. Then down, 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 and up we go.
Once upon a time, a man named Hans had a nice little farm with a nice little sod roof cottage on it. He lived there with his wife, Anna, his baby, Gretchen, and old grandfather, his wife's father. And actually, he had every reason to be as cheerful as the day is long. But listen to him now as he comes banging in after a day in the hayfield.
Well, everybody here is taking it nice and easy, I must say.
Hans, we were wondering where you were.
Hey, you're late tonight, boy.
What kept you, dear love?
What kept me? What kept me? I was cutting hay in the hayfield. I work, you know, even though some folks can't sit around in idleness.
Hey, if you're talking to me, boy, you can just put this in your pipe and smoke it. I've earned my days of idleness.
Of course you have, Grandpa.
Yeah, worked like a dog I did for many a year. Don't aim to stir foot nor finger again.
All right. I wasn't talking to you anyway, Grandpa. You know what work was like, at any rate.
Yeah. My goodness, Hans. You talked as though I didn't. My work is a little different from yours, I'll admit, but still
a little different. Lazing around all day in a nice cool house while I'm out in the broiling sun hour after hour.
It's not so very cool, Hans, leaning over the fire fixing soup. And as for lazing around... Oh, no, Gretchen, baby. No, no, get away from that fire.
Fire.
But not for babies.
Oh,
here we are.
No.
Oh, shush now. Actually, a woman has to move very fast now and then, Hans, as you see.
Oh, yes. Once every so often you grab for the baby. That's hard work.
Now, Anna keeps busy, Hans.
Oh, sure. All I'm saying is, I wish I never had to be any busier.
Oh, now, Hans, really. Just because I don't complain as you do, you think I do nothing. How would you like to churn and bake, clean and wash, as well as watch the baby, tend the cow, feed the pig?
Well, I'd like it a sight better than moving all day under the boiling sun, I can tell you that.
All right, then. Do it.
What?
If you think it's so much easier than what you do, all right, let's trade jobs. I'd be delighted to have a nice, peaceful day outside with nothing to do but keep the scythe moving back and forth.
You'd be delighted? You're crazy.
I don't think so. I'm more than willing to trade jobs for a day or as long as you want. How about it?
Hey, no, boy. Don't do it. You'll be sorry if you do.
Sorry? Why on earth would I be sorry, old man?
Well, I sort of remember me and her mother having an argument like this. So take my advice. Play smart, boy. Don't take on more than you can handle.
More than I can handle? Are you talking about Anna's work? Why, I could do it with one hand tied behind my back.
All right, then. Tomorrow, I'll go out to the hayfield. You'll mind the house.
All right, it's the train.
Well, don't say I didn't warn you, Hans. You'll wind up in the soup, sure enough.
Hans? Mm. Hans, wake up.
Mm. What's this?
I'm ready to go out to the hayfield now.
Say, that's right. Today is the day.
Yes. The baby's had her breakfast, and so has Grandpa. You'll have to fix your own.
That's no problem.
Don't forget to take the cow to pasture, and today's the day to churn. Keep the pig out of the garden, and don't let Gretchen get in trouble.
All right, I've ordinary sense. You see to it you don't cut yourself with that scythe, but do try to cut a little hay, too.
All right, dear, I'll do my best. You'll have to get the vegetables for the soup out of the garden.
I know that, for heaven's sake. You take me for a dunce?
No, of course not. I'll be going then, dear love. I hope everything goes all right. Goodbye, Grandpa. Goodbye, baby.
Yeah, goodbye, Anna. Goodbye.
Mama, no go! Mama!
Now, Gretchen, hear me. You quieter, will you?
All right. Now, honey. Gretchen, stop crying. Mama's going now, but she'll be back later. Look at nice old Spot over there by the box. Good doggy.
Nice dog.
That's right. Now I'll just sit you right down here beside him where you can pat him. There you are.
Oh, nice doggy.
Now I'll get things underway around here so I can spend the afternoon fishing.
You can...
What's that? Oh, don't worry, Grandpa. I'll get all the housework done. All those trifles Anna manages to spend the whole day on, I will have done by noon.
Oh, by noon, huh?
Mm-hmm. You just watch and see. Minding a house is nothing to spend a day on.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's see. What's first?
Well, churning. That's what Anna does first.
Churning, huh? Well, I want breakfast first. And a real breakfast, too. Sausages and ale.
And ale?
Mm-hmm. I know. I'll put the sausages on. Then, while they're browning, get out the churn and the cream.
And ale.
Have them all ready for after breakfast. That's planning, eh, Grandpa?
Oh, yeah. That's planning, all right.
That's planning.
Ain't doing, of course, but it's planted.
Well, you watch and you'll see the doing.
Uh-huh.
Ah, yes, here we are. Sausages. And the pan.
And?
So, into the pan with them. And over the fire they go. Brown up good little sausages. Now, roll the churn over by the door. Here we go. And out of the way, Spot. Well, you shouldn't have had your tail in the way, fella. Hey, you watch out too, baby.
No!
I'm sorry, honey, but that wasn't a bad bump, was it? Besides, you should have been watching out. There we are. Churn's all ready. Gretchen. Gretchen, stop crying, Gretchen. Stop it. Here, play with something. Your doll. Nice, Dolly. That's right. Nice, Dolly. Oh, my. I need a glass of ale right now, seems to me. Now, how are those sausages doing?
I don't know.
Ah, yes. Smell them? They'll be just right by the time I've drawn a mug of ale from the cask to the pantry. Want me to draw you a glass too, Grandpa?
No, thank you. No ale before noon's been my motto all my life. Don't see no call to change today.
Ooh, doggy! Doggy!
Hey, no Spot. No, I say, come back. Hey, Hans, you want sausages? You better come a running.
Well, what is it? What's the matter?
Oh, no. Yeah, no. Spot's running out the gate with your breakfast sausages in his mouth. If you want any sausages.
Stop it, you thief. Stop, I say, you little hound dog.
Well, I guess that's giving Papa some nice exercise, ain't it, baby? Look at him kiting down the road. Oh, he'll really want a glass of ale when he gets back. What you up to there, baby? Oh, you're trying to stand up by holding on to the churn, eh? Well, you know, you could tip the whole caboodle over doing that, honey. Now, I wouldn't if I was you.
Stand up?
Yeah, I know, but still. You little...
Jump the fence. Into the garden. Time to have the gate open. Sausages. All gobbled up.
Well, what do you know?
Why didn't you grab him when he first lit out with him?
Me?
You were right here. But you didn't stir.
Nope. Don't aim to, neither. I told you that, boy. I've earned my days of idleness. Don't aim to stir a foot nor a finger.
All right. Well, what's gone is gone. No use raising a fuss about it, you little
that's
duck.
Life.
Gretchen, get away from that turn. Here. Oh, my. Just the next time that churn had turned over, it would have been just too bad.
Churn's hard to get.
Yes. Listen now, Gretchen. You play over here. You hear me?
Stand up.
Well, stand up holding onto the chair, then. Don't touch the churn. Oh, now, where was I? Oh, yes, the ale. And I really need a glass now.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, but what's that in your hand there?
In my hand? Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no, it's the bung from the cask of ale.
The bung? Oh, I thought that's what it looked like. Well, that means the ale's been running out of the barrel ever since...
Ever since I took out after that darn bulldog. Oh, Kelly, it's all gone.
Hey, sounds like you're wading in water in there, Hans.
No, Grandpa. You
Never thought much of ale for waiting. I used to wait in the book when I...
Didn't you hear it running out while I was gone?
Well, now you mention it, yeah, I did, sort of.
You did. You did. And you just kept sitting here?
Listen, boy, if I've told you once, I've told you 100 times. I've earned my days of sitting still. Don't aim to stir.
Put no finger. I know, I know. Well, what's gone is gone. No use raising a fuss about a little ale. Oh, I know. I'll have a glass of buttermilk after the butter's churned.
Yeah, and if you still aim to go fishing by noon, you better get that churning, boy.
Yes. Oh, well, just sit down. Get at it. Since I do aim to go fishing.
You haven't changed your opinion, then, about minding the house being quite a job.
Changed my opinion? Why should I? Because of a couple of little accidents that could have happened to anybody.
Well, Anna never lost breakfast sausages. Never lost no cask of ale, either.
Well, so what is that? What? Why is that fool cow mooing her head off that way?
Well, that's more than likely because she's hungry and thirsty.
Hungry and... Oh, yes. Yes, I guess I kind of forgot.
Yes, long since past the time when Anna generally takes her out to pasture.
Yes, well, I guess I gotta take her water right away.
Yeah, it might be a good idea.
Well, I'll go out to the well right away. Oh, but the churn.
Santa?
No, Gretchen, you hear me? You stay away from that churn. You'll turn it over and spill all the cream.
Santa?
Listen, Grandpa, won't you see to it she stays away from the churn? She can move it up to grab her, can't you?
Move? Oh, I'm not moving for anything, boy. I told you. I don't aim to stir a foot nor finger.
I know. But what am I gonna do?
Santa?
Higher up, I know just what I'll do.
There. What in the name of tarnation, boy? What are you...
Tying the churn out of my back, that's what.
Your back?
Through my belt here, yes, that's right.
Well, of all the tomfool stunts...
There's nothing tomfool about it. I've just seen to it that this churn doesn't get tipped over so all the cream is spilled. There. Now, I'm going out to the well to get water for the cow. Go and sit there and don't stir foot in her finger.
Don't aim to.
All right. You don't need to. Well, if that little wicked imagination like me, everything works out just fine. Fine. Yes, just a minute. I'm at the well right now. Here's the bucket. Drop it in and fill it up. Now what? Where's it stuck? Oh, well, I'll just have to lean over and try and see. What's that? Hey, wait a minute. Who's pouring cream over my head? Hey, stop it. Oh, no. No, it's the cream from the churn. Well, I leaned over and it all spilled into the well. Oh, no.
What's the matter out there, boy?
Matter? Oh, nothing at all. Cream's gone now, that's all.
Cream? Well, how in thunder did you manage to lose it?
Well, I never realized when I leaned over. Oh, never mind. What's gone is gone. No use raising a fuss.
Hey, how about that cow?
Yes, the cow. I'm looking after her right away. Everything's fine, Grandpa. Just fine.
And now, before we go on to the second act of the husband who was to mind the house, here's Mr. Sweeney with a special message. Yes, pretenders, this is the month when Easter seals are being sent out to homes all over the country. The money that is received in return for these seals is used for a very wonderful work. It's used to help crippled boys and girls so that someday they may be able to walk again. Remind your parents to be sure to buy and use the Easter seals, which they'll be receiving soon if they haven't already received them. But now, back to the second act of The Husband Who Was to Mind the House and Uncle Bill Adams.
Thought that his work, cutting hay in the hayfield, was much harder than his wife's, so he was delighted when she suggested they trade jobs for the day. But he's been finding that minding the house is a little more complicated than he thought. So far, the dog has torn the sausages, the ale has run out of the cask, the cream is in the well, and Hans has finally watered the cow and is now leading her out of the shed.
Come on, bossy, come on now. Good heavens, don't you ever walk any faster than this.
I'll be an hour getting into the pasture at this rate.
Yeah, looks like you might be a mite late going on that fishing excursion, Hans.
Grandpa, what are you doing outside?
Oh, I thought I'd set in the sun a bit.
Uh-huh, so you will stir Butterfinger when it suits you, I see. Chuckle and Bossy, move along now.
Oh. She's a critter, likes to take her time.
Well, I haven't got all day. Gotta see if there's any more cream for churning. Gotta fix the soup. Isn't there any place I can stake her out closer than the pasture?
Oh, Anna always takes it to the pasture.
Oh, Anna. I know. Up on the roof.
Yeah, up on the roof.
Huh? The roof's covered with grass, isn't it? Nice fresh grass. Why do you suppose I'd cover the roof with sod in the first place?
Because it was cheaper than shingles.
Well, all right, but didn't I also say having a grass roof would mean Anna could pasture Bossy there when she wanted to save time?
No, I don't ever recall your saying a word about Anna saving time.
Well, I'm saying it now. The roof is the perfect place to put Bossy. Around back where the house is built against the hill, I can lead her out of the roof easy as anything. Come on, Bossy. Come on out. Nice rest. That's the girl.
Oh.
Yes, sir. A fellow with a little wit and imagination can make out fine in spite of a lot of crazy accidents. Everything's going to be fine now, Grandpa. Just you wait and see. There. Set the churn here in the sun and get going at last.
Oh, you found some more cream, huh?
Oh, yes. Everything's fine. Bossy's grazing up on the roof.
Up on the roof, yeah.
Baby's playing in the sun. Butter will be churned in no time. Yes, sir. Minding the house isn't anything once you get things going.
No. Hey, look at the sun there. It's almost time for lunch.
Ah, yes, lunch. That sounds good. I'm hungry as a wolf.
Hey, got the soup simmering on the fire?
I got the soup. Oh, all right. I admit it. I forgot all about getting the soup started. But don't worry. I'll just leave this churning a while and get some vegetables out of the garden right now. Yes. Carrots, onions, potatoes, green
rutabaga.
Yes, here we... Oh, I'm sorry. No. So, who left the gate to this garden open? Who left it open so that darn fool pig got in here?
Why, you did, boy.
Me? Get out of here, you great big good-for-nothing lump of lard, you.
Yeah, when you were chasing the dog.
Get up, move. Oh, no, you gobbled up everything, every bit of green in sight. Get up, darn you. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, you better head off that pig, Hans. It looks like he's
waiting
for that one.
The turn!
Oh, darn pig ran right into it.
And there goes every last drop of cream in the house.
Oh, I, you know, aren't you beginning to wonder if there's more to mind in the house than meets the eye, Hans?
Oh, be still, Grandpa, be still. Is it my fault I run into one piece of bad luck after another?
Oh, looky cow!
Is it my fault? The cow! Oh, no, she's right at the edge of the room.
So she is.
Oh. No, Bossy. No, Bossy, no, brother.
Well, it was your
no
idea, Bossy. Your idea to put her up there, you know.
Be still, Grandpa, be still. Back, Bossy, back.
Now, if I was you, I'd get her down off in there before she falls and breaks her neck. A cow with a broken neck, not much good.
No, wait a minute. I know what to do. I know just what to do. No cow's gonna lick me. Fellow with a little wit and imagination can handle anything. You watch what I'm gonna do now. Just you watch and see. All right, Grandpa. Don't stir Butterfinger, but just look over at the fireplace and see if the rope has dropped all the way down there yet.
Craziest tomfool start yet.
Has it?
Oh, all right. Yeah, I see it.
All right, then. I'll be right down off the roof.
Rope's down the fireplace, cows in the roof, I will make. World is coming.
Yes, sir. Everything's coming along fine now, Grandpa. This'll fix that cow so she won't fall off.
Uh-huh.
I got one end of the rope tied in a nice hitch knot around her middle. Now, you just watch.
Yeah, I'm watching.
Here's the other end of the rope, where I ran it down the chimney. Now, I take this end, wrap it around my waist.
Around your waist?
Got it good. And there we are. Bossy's anchored up there with a rope running right down the chimney to my own waist.
Well, that beats all. That's all I can say.
Oh, you bet it beats all. Don't reckon Anna would have ever thought of an idea like this, pasturing Bossy on the roof. No, sir. Takes a man.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
You're walking around up there, safe as houses.
Yeah.
She goes too near the edge, I just yank on the rope and haul her back.
So, yeah, so you say, but you're kind of anchored yourself now, ain't you? I mean, how are you aiming to go to the garden, for instance, for the vegetables?
Vegetables, well, it's, no need for that anyway. The pig ate all the vegetables.
Hey, pig ate all the vegetables. Oh, and the dog ate all the sausage. And the pantry floor's got all the ale. And the well got part of the cream. And the ground out front got the rest.
All right. Stop it now, Grandpa. All accident. Just accident. Just had a bunch of accidents.
Uh-huh. And aside from that, minding the house is no work at all, huh?
Of course not. Minding the house is, well, I haven't quite got the hang of it yet, but, it's simple. Hmm.
Well, just tell me what we're going to have for lunch, then.
No, you don't.
What's that? What's going...
Bossy just gave a tug on her tow line. I was holding her back.
Oh. Yeah. Well, now, about lunch now. You know, it's time and past. The soup is cooking, and I'll be back from the hayfield any minute. Now, what's aiming to cook? Now that all the food gone to the livestock, to the flora and the country.
What am I going to cook? I'm still going to cook soup, that's what. I'll put some seasoning and some barley in this water, and we'll still have a fine, nourishing soup.
Barley, seasoning, nourishing.
Yes, sir, nourishing. What? I can't move any further.
Oh, cow's got you anchored too, huh?
Yes, I got to reach the shelf for the barley.
Give a little ground up there, why don't you?
And you... You couldn't reach out and hand me that sack of barley, could you?
Oh, you're trying to put me to work now, huh? Listen, boy, I've earned my days if I don't...
All right, all right. I'll get it. Never mind, I've got it. Now, get back on my feet. Over to the kettle. Uh-huh. The kettle's full of water. Just pour in some barley. Here, I'll show you. Hey, now, wait a minute. Hey, pull it up there. Pull it, Bossy. Hey, wait. Stop pulling. Stop. Hey. No! You can't pull me up the chimney!
Oh, my stars and garters. Looks like he's stuck up in the chimney.
Pull me down! Get me down out of here, you fool!
Well, wait a minute. What's that? The baby?
Get me down! Pull me out of here!
Oh, no. Baby comes first, my boy. If I got a stir for anybody. Yeah, I'm coming, Gretchen. Grandpa's coming. Oh, my stars. Why don't Anna come home?
Well, I'd better hurry along now, Neighbor Green. My husband's minding the house today, and he just may need a little help with lunch.
Husband's been minding the house, huh? Well, if he's done as good a job as you did with his hayfield, you've nothing to worry about. Oh, but say, isn't that your dog lying there by the road?
Why, it is. Why, Spot, what's the matter?
Poor old Spot, what is it?
Why, his stomach's all swole out. Looks like he overate to me.
But what would he have been eating? I really think I better get right home, Mr. Green. Spot, Spot, can't you get on your feet and come along?
Oh, yep, I guess he's going to make it. Well, good day to you, Mistress Anna.
Yes, good day. Come along, Spot, can't you please hurry, poor old dog? Everything's all right at home, I know, but still... The garden. Good heavens, what happened to it? Every bit of green stuff gone. And there's the pig lying all stretched out. What's happened here? And the churn on its side. What on earth? Oh, no. No, it can't be. The cow hanging against the side of the house, a rope tied around her. How can it be? Oh, it doesn't matter how. I've got to cut her down before she strangles. Anyways, I have the scythe with me. Yes, Walter, yes. You were steady up there on the roof and then you fell over the edge. Oh, never mind. I'll cut the rope right now and you're close enough to the ground so it won't be a long fall. Yes, I'm cutting the rope. Just a minute now. Oh, there we are. Now you're down. Oh, what on earth was that? It came from inside the house.
Oh.
What happened? What happened?
Anna, you're home. Thank goodness.
Yes, Grandpa, yes, baby, but look over there in the fireplace. Those legs rising out of the soup kettle. It's hard.
In the soup.
Oh,
my stars. Oh, my stars and garters. And I predicted it. Sure as fate. I said it. I said he'd wind up in the soup.
Oh, but Grandpa, we can't just stand here. Yes, Hans, yes, I'm coming. Here, I've got your legs now.
At last. I'm free. Oh, Anna.
But Hans, what happened? How did you happen to be head first in the kettle?
Well, he was hitched onto the cow with a rope around his waist, and the cow dragged him up the chimney.
Oh, and then I cut the rope to get the cow down. Oh, Hans, I'm sorry.
Never mind that. Just you take over around here now. Will you, Anna?
Take over?
Yes. You mind the house, please. Let me go back to work. In a field.
Well, you don't think minding the house is so easy anymore?
Easy? It's terrible. And I promise I'll never complain about my work again.
All right, hon. And I don't like paying too well either. So after this, you do your work, and I'll do mine.
Yes, everything will be just fine.
And that's the old Scandinavian story of the husband who was to mind the house. The pretenders for today were Hans.
Michael O'Dang.
Anna, his wife.
Sybil Trent.
Grand Fair.
Arthur Anderson.
Neighbor Green.
Donald Madden.
And the baby.
Gwen Davies.
The original music was composed and conducted by Maurice Brown. Let's Pretend is directed by Gene Heist and written for radio by Johanna Johnson. Let's Pretend comes to you from New York. So remember, if you live nearby or come to visit the city, we're always happy to have you visit a broadcast. Just write for a free ticket to CBS Radio, New York City. Let's Pretend is heard overseas through the facilities of the Armed Forces Broadcast. Old Pretenders, ever forget a name that it was important you remember? It can get you pretty upset, can't it? But how about a princess who had to think of a name she'd never even heard of? As a matter of fact, her very life depended on it. Well, I can tell you, it makes for a lot of suspense, a lot of excitement. So you better be listening next week when we bring you that wonderful old favorite, Rumpelstiltskin.
Today's program was transcribed.